Okay, welcome you all to my presentation. My name's Henry Awika, working under Dr. Doug Hayes. I'm a graduate student at Texas A&M, and we are looking at drought tolerance in sorghum. Sorghum, as we know, is an important cereal crop in many parts of the world. Millions of people depend on sorghum as food crop and also as fodder for animals. At the same time, sorghum is a growing crop for bioenergy and is currently being keenly looked into, especially here in the United States. The importance of sorghum led us to look into the characters of sorghum that make it so much drought tolerant and how we can enhance this drought tolerance given that we have climate change coming in, and of course the formerly wetlands are becoming drylands, and many people depending on sorghum. This would mean that food security is compromised and energy future that we are looking into would also be compromised. So looking at traits that will enhance sorghum adaptability to changing climate would be very important. And therefore, we looked at wax as one of the main traits that have been associated with drought tolerance, and also stay green at post-anthesis, at maturity, as one of the drought tolerance traits. That leads us to our main two objectives, that is to establish the effects of epicuticular wax. EWL is epicuticular wax level, and CTD is canopy temperature depression. So we want to look at how temperature depression is affected by epicuticular wax and how it varies with different water treatment regimes. A second objective is to determine the association between a QTL, that is quantitative trait loci, for trait, stay green trait, and leaf wax with the CTD among given sorghum rails. So the methods for objective one, we looked at one greenhouse treatment and two field locations that are irrigated and one drought field location. Leaf samples were extracted using the tool that has been shown there. That is rabbit tool. And of course, flowering date was also recorded, although this was not one of our main objectives, but we saw that it is a factor that could be mapped into our main mapping scheme. So temperature depression was measured using the infrared temperature gun and using external probe to determine the difference between internal and external temperature. Extraction was done in the lab in Texas, and spectrometry was done to determine the absorption levels, and of course that was translated to concentration of milligrams per centimeter squared of wax. Now we look at the results of objective one. Do we have phenotypic variations according to from one location to the other? We look at the wax. I want us to focus attention first on the right diagram. We have wax levels. The first three locations you see, Greenhouse, College Station, and Westlaco, were irrigated. And Corpus Christi was not irrigated. So you see the allelic values associated with these two parents, the 642, which is drought tolerant, given the stay green, with the stay green trait. And of course, this one here, the TX4072, is drought tolerant before flowering. We see that the trend is that the irrigated fields have a lower wax, and therefore they tend to have a lower CTD2. So it means wax is very important in lowering the leaf temperature, because the higher the wax, the higher the CTD. Flowering time was a little bit different here, where the 642, we expected that Okay, the TCX 7000 seem to have a lower number of days to flowering than the TX 42. Do we have the parental phenotypic values here, differences? Still the same trend as we saw in the allelic values. So it shows that it confirms that this wax trait is the same in the parents as in the reels themselves, the allelic values in the reels themselves. And it varies with the locations and water treatments, just like the specific reels. The correlations here, this figure is a bit loaded, but the greens and yellows just show the significant levels of correlation between the different factors and different locations. They highlighted red, just highlighted a few to show the example of the important interaction. The canopy temperature depression, that is the greenhouse CTD, correlates very strongly with wax, as you can see, and that confirms just what we saw in the previous diagrams, and it mirrors all that is across the table. The objective two, we wanted to look at the genetic overlap between these traits. We did genotyping by using Illumina Platform 2, using generating digital genotype data. Map construction was done by MapMaker, QTL analysis, wind cartographer, and linkage graph was generated by MapChat. Other statistical procedures were done using JUMP. First, we look at the overlaps here. Do we have overlaps? We were looking at genetic overlaps. Do we have overlaps between between among these QTLs or representing different traits? Yes, in black here, we have wax, leaf wax, QTL representative leaf wax, and in blue, flowering time, and in red, we have temperature depression. So we have a rather impressive overlap on the linkage group 8, that is on chromosome 8. We identified 14 QTLs, significant QTLs, and 5 linkage groups. As we shall see, we have more overlaps between flowering time and temperature depression, and a rather flimsy overlap between wax and temperature depression on chromosome 10, linkage group 10B. Of significance here, of very particular interest here, is the overlap between wax, that is the black, look at the chromosome 1 or linkage group 1. We have overlap between the wax QTL and stay green QTL. And this overlap here proved to be very, very vital, very, very significant. Given that all the other, let me take you back a little bit. All, how do you move back? Okay. Given that, if we reflect in the other diagrams, given that the work, the correlation between works and CTD had been established as we saw, and there's a very strong correlation. Now, the overlap that is there on chromosome 1 between the stay green and the wax QTL had a different effect here. Look at the lower diagram with the mean allelic values of QTL, the lower diagram, the one to the far right, lower right. We see that the wax QTLs, the QTLs that influence the wax level here correspond very positively with the expected high wax on TX 7000. But come to this other QTL, remember it is the significant QTL where we have the overlap between, say, green and the wax QTL. And we see that the stay green allele, the stay green line had a bigger impact than the the TX7000. So it shows that this QTL, the state green QTL, could be having a bigger influence on that particular locus than the WACS QTL against the expectation. So it shows that this QTL perhaps could be hiding some gene that is influencing this trait, and it is an important gene that perhaps, if we find it, could be important in when it is in retrogress into other varieties that are not stay green but can withstand drought, but which are low works but have low works but have which do not have the stay green characteristic but have high works. So we can have these two traits going together if we can find this gene and reintrogress it into the WACS varieties. So the objective one, we can see that to conclude, we saw that there is a very strong relationship between the WACS and absolute canopy temperature depression. And it shows just how important the WACS trait is in drought tolerance. And this is one thing that is giving the push to this project, because looking at the particular lines that we are looking at, we see that if we have high WACS, then it is we can have these lines to. We can have these lines, the sorghum lines that are drought tolerant, and of course use them for the purposes that are required there. Fine. And in objective two here, we look at QTL collocate positively among the CTD, WACS, and flowering time, and of course the green QTL. But differently, again, we have the stay green QTL collocating more strongly with the WACS QTL on chromosome 1. As we can see that this RTX7000 allele contribute higher values and it promises stability in drought. But again, if we consider the QTL that we saw overlapping on chromosome 1, then it is important to take into account the TX6000 that has this characteristic that can be used in crosses and improvement of non-state grain varieties. And again, to finish up, we have some QTL for WACS and CTD that may be linked. And if we saw the analysis and the results, we see that okay, we could have some play. I mean, some genes that are affecting other traits on other loci. We could be having some genes that are linked, and I think this is an important aspect when we consider improvement in breeding cycles. With that, I want to thank the SA organization for this conference, and you, the audience, the Bulog International Scholars Program for funding part of this research, and my honorable advisor, Dr. Hayes, and the EBU committee members, Dr. John Mallet, Dr. Rooney, and Dr. Amir Ibrahim. Colleagues, all of you are wonderful too. Thank you.
Okay, we're coming up on our break, but we could take time for a question.
Okay, the stay green QTL that we use has been known to be stable across many locations, and studies have shown that the particular QTL loci that we have, that we were using here, have been tried in many varieties of sorghum and across many environments, and they have been known to be very stable. And in this particular mapping population that we were using, this particular QTL, the for stay green, this locus, I mean KTL2 of stay green 2, has been found to be very important in drought tolerance. And it is, in fact, the most important QTL among the all the stay green QTL of sorghum. I mean, among all the green QTLs in sorghum. Yes. I don't know whether I got your question right.
Yes. No, I was asking because stay green in sorghum is also explained that the slow growth, the beginning of the crop, the state water, the nitrogen available for, let's
see, the complex phenotype. Yes, yes. Correct, yes. Correct.
Okay, well, why don't we take a break? Well, let's thank Henry for the presentation.